Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast on this evening. Hallelujah. Amen. We honor our wonderful God on tonight. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, our kinsman redeemer. Praise God. Amen. And we honor the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives on today. Praise God. And we honor our great leadership. Praise God. We honor our chief apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord for the great woman of God, Dr. Ogburn, and yes, everyone that's standing with our chief apostle. Amen. We bless the Lord for Assistant Pastor Mary Williams there in the headquarters church, and Elder James Smith and Minister Yvette Smith, praise God, and all the saints of God there, amen. Pastor Johnson, Apostle Terry Ogburn, amen, and just everyone, all the saints of God there. And we want to say a happy, happy birthday to Elder James Mack, Elder James Smith, praise God, Elder Mack, as we affectionately call him, amen. Happy, happy birthday to Elder James Smith. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. And to everybody, I honor my, amen, lovely wife, the co-pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries in Lakeland, Florida, Pastor Rhonda White. Amen. Praise God. And I am Pastor Terry White, your host for this evening. Amen. And again, we pastor the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. And we salute the number 2 church. Amen. All the congregants here in Lakeland, bless you, bless you, bless you, and all over. Amen. All of the body of Christ, wherever you are, holding up the blessed name, banner of Jesus, we say amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. What a fantastic, beautiful day that the Lord gave us. Amen. And we have just been making the most of it. Praise God. And we're so blessed. Hallelujah. We're so blessed to be able to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Listen, listen, saints of God. We have to really, really sometimes just stand still. Hallelujah. Amen. Scripture says stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we have to just take a moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. And just stand still. Still from all the busyness of life and all these things. Praise God. And just praise and worship our God. And just take in the beauty of his holiness and understand how blessed we really are to be able to be a part of what he's doing. It is his universe, praise God. He created everything, hallelujah, and it all belongs to him. And yet the great creator, amen, our great God, our Abba, praise God, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, our kinsman redeemer, praise God, allows us to have a part in the great plan of redemption and the great plan, hallelujah, of salvation. And amen, in the vast scheme of what he's doing, amen, throughout creation, hallelujah, he allows us, amen, hallelujah, to take part. What an honor. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for this opportunity to share with your people all tonight as we enter into your presence together in thanksgiving and praise, because you are so wonderful. Hallelujah. You are wonderful to us, and we know it. Hallelujah. We want to show you in our praise and in our worship. Hallelujah. We want to extol you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you are worthy of our praise. We thank you for moving in our lives on today and each and every day down through the years. Amen. You have been good to us, oh God, and we thank you. We pray that you will continue to touch those who, amen, hallelujah, find themselves in situations and circumstances that, amen, seem to be crashing in on them from every side. Praise God. Amen. Touch right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you because you are the way, Lord Jesus, the truth and the life. Hallelujah. You're our way, you're our truth, and you're our life. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for being the only way to the Father and making yourself accessible. Amen. To us, for us. Praise God, because you love us first. You love us best. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching those that don't know you and the part of their sins. Hallelujah. Oh, grant them that sweet gift of salvation, God. Let them know that you are the way, and since you are the way, there is a better way than the way and the path that they're on now. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching those that are homeless and touching those that, hallelujah, are sick in their bodies, God. We thank you for healing. Hallelujah. We thank you for all that, all and all that you are to all of us and all that we don't even know or comprehend, God. You are that. We thank you, God, for your word on tonight. A lamp to our feet and a light to our path as we share together in your truth. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. We bless the Lord. Again, we want you to just understand how beautiful, how wonderful, amen, how awesome, amen, hallelujah, amen, our God is. I mean, and I know that word is probably overused in this day and time in society. You know, we say this is awesome and that is awesome, and amen, but he is the only one in reality that is truly worthy of awe. Hallelujah, amen. He is truly awesome, amen. Hallelujah, because of the marvelous, wonderful, amen, matchless things that he is doing in the lives of people, amen, all over the world. God Almighty, amen. Let's just take a moment to celebrate our great God on this evening together. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, we're making our boast in the Lord. Hallelujah, not in our intellect, not in our riches. Hallelujah, amen. Not in the things that we have, but in who he is. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Because without him, we can do nothing. Without him, hallelujah. Amen. None of it matters. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Until we realize that our worth, amen, our purpose, hallelujah, amen, our identity, amen, all, amen, and I say all come from him, praise God, the one that loved us first and loves us best, hallelujah, amen. We don't stand a chance of making it in this life, praise God. This life is a wonderful gift when it's spent in service to our God. Hallelujah. But outside of that, it becomes cold and it becomes a terrible place because we find ourselves, amen, in this dispensational time, living, amen, in almost a completely disenfranchised world, a world separated from God by sin and degradation and darkness, praise God, amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, that Jesus is the light of the world, hallelujah, Amen. And he is allowing for men, women, boys, and girls all over this land, amen, hallelujah, to come unto him, amen, good God Almighty, amen, to come unto him and receive such a great gift of salvation, to receive life, true life, that comes only from being in him, amen, hallelujah, being born again, praise God, hallelujah, coming to him, amen, and repenting of our sins, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, is almost, amen, a bad word, amen, to say, and it should not be found that way in the body of Christ, but it's almost a bad word to say, repent, hallelujah, repent, amen, the sentence, repent of your sins, amen, turn away from your sins and turn to God, amen, is almost, amen, a statement that will raise, amen, the ire of people who are supposed to be set aside and set apart for the work of God, amen, who are finding themselves more and more assimilating and becoming a part of the world system. Hallelujah. We need, amen, not to be found, counted, amen, in this world system, praise God, amen. We are children of the Most High God, amen. We are separated and sanctified holy by God, amen, to come out from among them, amen. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Not that we are not in this world, but we are not of this world, praise God. And we must understand that we have to stand up for righteousness, and we have to stand up for true justice and true holiness, praise God. And we need to tell this dying world, amen, that there is a light that can pierce their darkness, hallelujah, amen. And that light is in none other than the Lord Jesus himself, praise God. The anointed one and his anointing, hallelujah, will cut through, amen, the darkest of times, amen, in the life of people, amen, everywhere in this age, in this time, praise God. And we must tell the world about this Jesus, hallelujah, amen, this Jesus that saves, this Jesus that heals, this Jesus that reveals, amen, hallelujah, amen, the ability, amen, the purpose, hallelujah, the identity, amen, hallelujah, that he has for each and every one of us, amen, hallelujah, this wonderful, our wonderful Savior, amen, he is the Savior of the world, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. John. Oh, my God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. Praise God. It says, amen. Hallelujah. In the beginning, amen. God. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In the beginning, amen. God was, amen, God from the beginning, amen, and all that was made, amen, was made by him, praise God, and it was not anything that was made that wasn't made by him, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen. So he, Jesus, our King, amen, has been here, amen, hallelujah, and is the Creator along with the Father, amen. And he has given us his Spirit, praise God, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, amen, to empower us to live this life victoriously, praise God. In John 10 and 10, he says that, amen, the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and to destroy, amen. But guess what, saints of God, good news. Jesus says, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. The abundant life. Oh, amen. An overflowing life. The Zoe, the God type of life. Amen. Only comes by amen, a completely surrendered life, completely submerged, amen, in Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. That relationship, that right relationship with God. Hallelujah. As, amen, kinsman redeemer. Amen. As healer. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 my God, today, hallelujah, amen, Savior, 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 hey, Savior, 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 oh, Savior, 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 who is it, Jesus, 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 my God, and we need to tell this story, saints. Amen. Whatever your capacity, praise God. Amen. Wherever, amen, you are, praise God. Whatever sphere of influence that you have, we need to tell this dying world about a man named Jesus. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Who walked among us, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. The firstborn among them. Amen. And we have been conforming to his image, the firstborn, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. We see that also in the Gospel of John. Amen. Amen. Chapter 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 12 through 14, praise God. And we're just sharing this with you, amen, to encourage your hearts tonight, hallelujah, that he is the answer, hallelujah, amen. The answer to what? The answer to every question, amen, that stands before men, women, boys, and girls on this evening, hallelujah, amen. What is the meaning of life, God? Hallelujah. Go to Jesus. Many people have that question, hallelujah, because they've gone through so much in this world separated by sin from God. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you the one that came to pay the cost, the sin debt that he didn't owe, but a price that we couldn't pay and satisfy. Hallelujah. He paid it all by shedding his blood on an old rugged cross. Hallelujah. He paid it all. Hallelujah, and we are standing here. Whew, the songwriters say, amen. Just because you made a way. Hallelujah. Pastor Travis Green had it. Amen. Had it right when he penned that song. Amen. You made a way. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And we know that not only amen in that, praise God, but so many other things, amen, that come in the life of people, amen, that come in the life of believers, amen. And we need to strengthen our faith in God, amen, by, amen, continuing in his word, praise God, continuing in prayer and fasting, praise God, continuing developing and allowing him to cultivate that most sacred of relationships with our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Being in the presence of God. Amen. There is fullness of joy at his right hand. There are pleasures forevermore. Praise God. Amen. He wants to give us the fullness of life. Praise God. Amen. And he is, amen, the life giver. He is the Genesis. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is all in all and everything in between. Praise God. We just want to encourage your heart. Remember, amen, that the firstborn among many brethren, praise God, we were created in the image of God. Hallelujah. So therefore, amen, hallelujah, we have, amen, an identity that can only be found, hallelujah, our true identity, our true purpose, and hallelujah, can only be found in him, and he can put us on the path, amen, hallelujah, and he, amen, will put him on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We're just so elated about what God is doing, amen, and how the power of the Most High is moving, amen, in just every wonderful way with us this day and every day. Surrender your life to the Lord God. Amen. Repent of your sins. Hallelujah. And receive the Lord Jesus. Amen. Today, it will be the biggest change and the most wonderful thing that you've ever done in your life. He will not leave you hopeless or helpless. Amen. But he will give you a home in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will feed the hungry. He'll clothe the naked. Amen. He will heal the sin-sick soul. Praise God. You've been tuned in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Amen. Brought to you again from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founding pastor and overseer, chief apostle of this fine ministry, this fine part of the body of Christ, amen, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Join them on Sundays at 1 p.m. If you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, join Sunshine of Faith Sunday afternoons at 1 p.m. at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. You will not regret it. Praise God. You can write to us today at Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. Please write to us. Send us your prayer request, your partnership offering. Praise God. It will be such a blessing. We will use those, your financial seed that you plant today, praise God, to go toward the work of the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, we love to pray with you. So again, you can write to us, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. That's P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. You can call me, Pastor Terry White. My phone number is 863-279-2332. You can phone me, amen, and we will do all that we can, amen, to pray with you, counsel with you. If you need extensive family counseling, our chief apostle, Dr. Mary Ogburn, is a licensed counselor. Praise God, amen. And you can reach her at 301-732-0461. That's Dr. Mary F. Ogburn for counseling, for prayer. Hallelujah. Want to get more information about the headquarters ministry? Praise God. If you desire to give to them, you can call her at 301-732-0461. Praise God. Amen. And as our chief apostle says, amen. Guess what? Jesus loves you, and so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Good night.